John Ondrasik is Five for Fighting, even though it sounds like the name of a whole group. Ondrasik explains.
Well, Five for Fighting comes from the NHL. Most hockey fans will be aware that, when you get in a fight in the NHL, you get 5 minutes in the penalty box. And I grew up a big hockey fan. And in the late 90s, the record company came to me and said, we want a band name because it's the age of the bands. The singer-songwriter is dead. And sarcastically, I threw out, well, how about Five for Fighting? Because I'd just come from a L.A. Kings hockey game, and there was a big fight that night. And never expected them to go for it, but they did. And here we are 15 years later talking about Five for Fighting. So it's been kind of funny.
He does perform with Backup, who will be joining him on stage Saturday night. The show opens with American Idol finalist Austin Wolf from right here in Park City. Ondrasik says despite having a background in math and science, becoming a musician was always what he wanted to do.
My father was an astrophysicist who worked at JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, during the 70s and was involved in some of the unmanned space flights, Mariner to Mars, and worked on Viking a little bit. And so I had that side of the brain from him, and my mom was a piano teacher. And my parents were very supportive of my music, and they kind of said, we'll support you as long as you get your degree. So this whole music dream blows up in your face, you can go get a job. So I did. I got a math degree because I had the aptitude, and it was I basically study 4 hours a day and sit in front of my reel-to-reel tape machine and write and record 8 hours a day, and lucky for all of us it worked out.
He's known for his distinct voice, which he says was very specifically trained. He got his inspiration from some of the 70s rock singers who were actually classically trained, like Freddie Mercury of Queen and Steve Perry of Journey.
And I wanted to find Steve Perry's voice teacher, and I did. And it turns out a lot of my favorite rock singers train classically, especially Freddie Mercury was classically trained.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so was Perry. And so I started studying, and I sang for, I worked with this guy for about 10 years and really developed my voice. And, the thing about singers is you don't need to be the best singer in the world, but if you can identify that voice in the first three or four notes, that's key. And fortunately for me, I have one of those voices where, whether you like it or not, you kind of know who that guy is.
Ondrasik will perform his well-known songs like 100 Years, Superman, and Chances when he comes to Park City on Saturday. It's one of his favorite places, he says, that he visits often with his family, especially to ski in the winter. For tickets and more information, visit ecclescenter.org or call the box office at 655-3114. Tickets start at $40, and the show begins at 7 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.